Audio that's made for Mackay and the Whitsundays, all in one place. This is Everything Mackay and the Whitsundays.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everything Mackay and the Whitsundays podcast.
What a big show it's been this week, and lots of guests on the show talking about lots of different things.
Absolutely. Deb Weber, the internationally acclaimed psychic. She's coming through Cannonvale and Mackay very soon, as a matter of fact. So we had a chat with her. It was a big one, too.
Plus, all this wet weather still hanging around. Need to say from Weather IQ dropped in for a chat.
And Zach won Dancing with Hearts for the Mackay Hospital Foundation. Mm. Unfortunately, Jay, you missed out.
But you know what? Doesn't mean he was a better dancer. Just it means he had more support. I'm using that excuse and I'm sticking to it.
I thought you were ripped off.
Here is the podcast if you missed it.
Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M.
A couple of days ago, I told you the mock orange tree has bloomed. We saw a post from a media outlet saying there's a cyclone coming. All of these sort of doomsday predictions, right?
Yeah, so Nitso from Weather IQ, he's the expert. Is there a cyclone coming?
No.
So the posts we've seen on social media should not be acknowledged at all.
Sometimes I just shake my head. But no. There's no cyclone coming. There's no cyclone on the way. There's nothing out there at the moment. And nothing out there. Listen, some people catch the at the moment part and go, oh, but there might be tomorrow. No, there's nothing coming in the foreseeable future.
So what's with the Gulf of Carpentaria cyclone? I have seen a few tracking maps that bring that system into central Queensland, central Australia, and possibly bringing a lot of rain. But in that, you can see part of Mackay, Whitsundays, Townsville, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, all highlighted in the watch zone. What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know about a watch zone. People have got to be very careful about how they word these things. Look, the cyclone is dead. The cyclone is finished. It's gone. It's way out in the western parts of the NT.
Yep.
And what's happening, though, is it's driving some moisture into what we call an upper-level trough. And that upper-level trough does move eastwards. So the cyclone, dead, finished, gone. But what happens is the moisture it provides into this upper-level trough is going to track eastwards, and that will eventually get to the east coast around about probably midweek next week. And from that, that's where we're going to get some rain. It's not directly, could even argue, not even indirectly associated with the cyclone. It's just the upper trough that's bringing us the moisture that will give us rain. So we're not talking about a huge amount of rain, but we are talking about a few days of potential shower activity, maybe a bit of drizzle, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
At this stage, the numbers we're looking at in Mackay are not huge, but they're enough to green your grass for the week. So there's a fair bit there from that system. And plus, you're going to get cooler, cloudy type conditions by about midweek as well. The other thing, boys, just tonight, there's going to be a bit of an increase in shower activity locally, but that's from a different system. That's just a bit of a southeasterly surge coming up the coast, which is just going to give you a little bit of shower activity overnight tonight in the region, particularly on the ranges and up around the Whitsunday coastline. But look, Mackay's a pretty good chance of picking some of those up today.
There's nothing like a southeasterly surge, is there?
A southeasterly moisterly surge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So there's nothing to be concerned
about.
Southeasterly's
dry and rough, boys.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. Okay. Let's go with the upper level trough then.
It's the opposite of the northeasterly, which is warm and moist.
We like the moist one, whatever it is. So in short, nothing to worry about. Nothing to be concerned about.
Absolutely not. But hopefully green grass next week.
Okay. Sounds good. Weather IQ, get onto that website, the Facebook page as well. Great source of information. Nitso, thank you.
Thanks, boys.
All right.
Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M.
Dave, you know that we love a good psychic. We love this sort of stuff. I've been saying for years that everybody has psychic ability, you included, but you just don't believe me with it.
I don't believe you at all. But Deb Weber, she's world famous. She was been on Channel 10, Gem TV series Sensing Murder, 9-year column in a Women's Day magazine. She's the legit thing.
Absolutely. She's joining us now as she's coming to Mackay. Deb, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jay and Dave. Thanks. And Mackay.
Look, we are excited to see you. Saturday, 13th of April at the Endergrove Tavern. We'll get to more of that very soon. How does somebody realise that they have a gift like you do, Deb?
Oh, good question. Everyone asks me that question. When do you realise? How do you realise?
You don't just wake up one night and go, oh, I've got psychic abilities.
Well, you know, you realise when you see someone walking through your room, you can see right through them. And you can pick up smells like cigarette smell and no one's smoking.
Wow.
So, a whole lot different. Yeah, there's different ways, isn't it, that people realise it, because it's a, you may think something and it happens. There you are. There's a little bit of your psychic ability, because everyone's psychic. The whole planet, people, every person is.
Absolutely.
So yeah. How do you develop that, though? Because, I mean, you said, you know, you smell smoke, but nobody's smoking around you. I get that every now and again at home.
Yeah, well, to develop it, for me, you know, people do a workshop and then I teach them how to do it. But once you've got the technique, it's practice, practice, practice. And you've got to practice on people. You're no point in practicing to the atmosphere, really, because it can't answer you. Well, it does answer you, but you may not pick up on it.
Yeah, right.
So really, you can sit down and learn how to do it. And then it's just practice and living it and being consciously aware of everything around you. You know, the smells, the feelings. If you're getting sick and it's not you being sick, but you are getting sick, does that make sense?
Absolutely. No. Oh, it does. To me, it does, because I've always been interested in this sort of stuff. But I'm just looking, and your resume is amazing. When we talk about, like, the Channel 10 and Gem series, Sensing Murder, what did they have you doing on that series for those people who didn't see it?
Oh, on Sensing Murder, that was, well, we went in with cold cases. We didn't know. Well, I live in Queensland, and when I was filming in New Zealand, I didn't know. I knew the day I was going to fly out, but I didn't know where I was going to fly until I got to the airport and they'd ring me. They'd just say, go to the airport at 10 o'clock, you know, 2 hours before, because it was international. And then I'd go to the airport, and then they'd tell me where I was going to fly to, usually New Zealand, but I didn't know which town. And then we got picked up, sort of, and then usually straight on to set. Like, they'd take us out, well, they'd put us in a motel room, and then they'd say, oh, I'll start, and you go, okay.
So you're trying to pick up something that has obviously terrible that happened to people with using your ability.
Yeah, in a room without being told anything at all.
Wow. Aren't you supposed to, like, get yourself into the mindset of picking up on things?
Well, I go into a semi-trance. Yeah, so when I'm in the trance, my human brain sort of leaves my body, common sense and everything, and you just go into a trance, and then I start feeling things, sensing things, hearing things, seeing things like film clips in front of me and inside my head. So we just pick up on the sensing murder. We pick up whatever's around, and hopefully you're reading the right person, because in that show, we don't even know if we're in the right town. Or anything.
Yeah,
so
right.
To pluck things out of an atmosphere of the universal information, I mean, pretty. I think that's pretty incredible.
Absolutely.
Really.
So,
I mean, gosh.
Music clips. Wow.
Well, the people see different visions and stuff. And I've been told many times before that if you are just something pops into your head and you're not even expecting to think about that, or why is it? Sometimes that's a message from the other side, right?
Well, it can be. Yeah, or it can be just your mind thinking of subconsciously bringing something forward. You know how people ask for signs?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't believe in doing that. People say they want a sign, and I think the word sign itself is just a bit washy, you know, it's just a bit soft, I think. So I say to people, if you want to try and make contact with someone that you love, that you know, what you could do is just say, this is what I've done forever. You know, I just say, I want to have contact with you. And I always say to spirit, like, I'm human and I'm sick, really, really sick. Sick as two bricks. And if you don't put something in front of my face or in my body or make me feel it, I won't be able to do it.
Okay, well, look, the only sign I see these days is KFC. So the 13th of April, it's a Saturday night.
Now, so what will people expect from your show, Deb?
Nothing, Jay.
I feel like a comedic stand-up routine. But no, you'll be reading people in the audience and that kind of
thing? Yeah, absolutely. But expectation brings disappointment. You don't expect anything from me. And also, you know, surely, how do we know they're even going to talk to us? So I'm planning and I'm hoping is that, yes, I will do readings. I will go to people. They're called spot readings. So very quick, just try and do it fast.
Yeah, right.
And short little reading for random people in the audience. And then, you know, I'll try and do question and answer time, and then we'll do a meditation at the end with the singing crystal bowl.
Mackay and the Wit Sundays, Triple M.
Dancing with Heart after a couple of months, actually just less than 8 weeks of rehearsals and learning a dance to raise money for Mackay Hospital Foundation.
All of the contestants, outstanding work, but one had to win, and unfortunately it was Zach from Guardian Group. G'day, Zach.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Congratulations on your win on Friday night.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm still on a high from winning and actually performing.
Yeah. I tell you what, if I was to put a like an excitement level to it, yours was definitely up there. You were definitely number one on the list there. Mm. But I'm still dirty because I had $10 riding on Jay's taking out the whole show. So
now he's asking you for the $10 because he.
I didn't even think about that. No way.
You should have put your bet on the smarter contestant.
Now, for those people who weren't there, Zach performed to this song. Loosen Up My Buttons. Now, Zach, how did you come... Like, my song, which was Queen's Don't Stop Me Now, was chosen for me. Now, you're telling me that you chose that song yourself?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was a full 5 minute performance.
Yeah.
So, and I wanted something that was going to be engaging, exciting, and I thought, okay, let's do something in the 2000s. That's my age group.
That's fair.
Everyone else's age group. Yeah. And I'm going to sound so old here. I was literally at home watching old Vivo music videos on my iPhone through YouTube.
Hang on a second. That's old?
Yes. For me, that's old. Right. I'm in my young 20s. So that's, you know. And then it was the Pussycat Dolls, When I Grow Up, came on.
Oh, that's
and I
right.
thought, wow. That's what I want to do. That's real early 2000.
Yeah.
That is everything I want. And I sent it to Michaela Phillips, my boss's daughter, who works with Dolly at Fame.
Yeah. Sure.
And then it all went from there. And then next thing I know, that's the song I'm doing.
Yeah.
Dolly's got my costume organized. Bang. And I was like,
speaking of the costume, can I put the irony out there? Push the Buttons. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
We'll there were no buttons on your outfit at all.
It was a one piece.
Yeah. It was a one piece. Yes. It was a one. Well, there was one button on the back. And if you see the video, that does come undone. So,
so you had a Janet Jackson moment.
Yeah,
didn't
I did.
You?
I really did. Yeah.
So for those people, and Dave doesn't believe me, please vouch me here. Even though it was 8 weeks of rehearsing, it was full on, right?
Oh, it was full on, beyond. Dolly's excitement and energy is something that you cannot match at all. That woman, holy.
She's an energizer battery. Now, that's Dolly from Fame Talent School, by the way. She was our choreographer, came up with the dance moves and really put the show together. But anybody, if you ever get the chance to do it, Dave, you need to do it.
Next year.
You need to do it. But it is, for that 8 weeks, you are learning, you're listening to that song on repeat at home, you're trying to remember everything. Did your body ache after a while?
Oh, yeah. I was very sore Saturday.
Just looking at you guys and the ladies on stage, that was exhausting. The whole body aches just watching you.
You need to do it next year. Please, somebody nominate Dave to do it. I would love to see you. Even if it's just like a little hoedown or something.
A little hoedown.
Like Josh did. Josh from Elders. He did great.
Yeah. He did a very good job, yes. Look. Hmm. Let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Now, if you had to choose, take you out, if you had to choose, and don't say me because I'm sitting in front of you, but if you had to choose somebody else who was going to take out number one position, who did you think was going to take it out?
I got so nervous after I watched two, and it was Emma and Chloe.
Those
were the two.
Yeah.
Once I saw Emma, I was like, wow, that's a great opener. Mm. Now, my heart's sinking. And then I saw Chloe, and I was like, all right, I've really got to smash this out. I really have to. And I genuinely thought it was going to be either one of those two that were going to win.
Emma Novosel did amazing. Yeah. Our top cop in Mackay, she was absolutely amazing. But they all were. She won People's Choice Awards.
Absolutely, yeah. Every single one of you, all the contestants smiled, except for you, Zach. So I guess
he was sexy. He was supposed to be sexy.
Sexy. Why would I be smiling?
Hey, if I think sexy, I think smart.
Look, Zach, you did a great job, mate, on Friday night. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
And thank you to everybody who did donate. We're close to $60,000 worth of donations.
Yeah,
too,
wow.
So fantastic stuff.
Mackay and the Wit Sundays, Triple M.
The interest rates are on hold from the RBA. But the big question is, what happened to those people who have mortgages? And what's going to happen to them once their fixed rates come off? And apparently, apparently they're saying in the next 18 months, everybody who's been on a fixed rate, that will happen too.
Well, that's why we've got Alistair Paskins from Whitsunday Wealth on the phone with us. Alistair, Jay is in this situation right now with a fixed mortgage. What's going to happen?
Oh, that's future Jay's problem.
Yeah, it is.
I don't really envy him. No. In all seriousness, so what generally happens is you've locked in a fixed interest rate. It expires, and then by default, the bank puts you on their standard variable interest rate. So, Jay, you're likely to get quite a large interest rate jump, as you're well aware. Mm. However, the repayments, you know, depending on the size of your mortgage, the repayments will vary. But, you know, it's not like if you go from a 2% interest rate to a 7% interest rate that the repayments are going to double. Mm-hmm. That's not what's going to happen here. But your repayments are going to go up, unfortunately.
Of course. And you know what? We've been in a position to budget for that. And I think we've been pretty smart with our money. But it can be daunting for a lot of people. So if people are in, I guess, they're looking at the numbers and they're not just crunching enough for them, what's your advice? What should they be doing?
Yeah, look, I know the standard rule of thumb here is you should start, you know, quote unquote, shopping around. But look, to be completely honest, I think the first thing that you should do is approach the existing bank. You should approach your existing bank and see if they can get a better deal for you. Reduce interest rates. They've got a fair bit of margin when it comes to home loan interest rates. So what I would say is go to the bank first, see if you can negotiate a better deal. If you do want to shop around and go somewhere else, again, like you said, Jay, you've got to really crunch those numbers. And the Australian government has got a really good website called moneysmart.gov.au. I don't know if you've mentioned it before, but it's got a lot of really helpful tools when it comes to you know, everything from investments to mortgages, and it can help you compare different types of mortgages. Because we've got to put this in perspective. People often chase interest rates, and interest rates aren't the only story. If you move from one bank to the other, you've got application fees, you've got mortgage discharge fees, then you've got to re-register the mortgages. So if you're saving yourself 0.2%, that might sound like a lot, you know, on a large mortgage. But when you run the numbers, you might even be worse off in the first year or second year by refinancing somewhere else.
It's the tough conversations you have to have with the bank and everyone else, but a lot of people just bury their head in the sand. I'm guilty of that sometimes,
and
too.
And leaving it to the last minute is not the best option for these people to do that.
And sometimes you can't even refix the mortgages for a long period of time because at this point in time, interest rates are refactored in, and the fixed rates again are going to be sitting quite high. So, yeah, you've got to get ahead of it. You either budget yourself or do shop around, but make sure you do your numbers.
What about a third option and win lotto?
And mate, if you win the lotto, I'd hope that I would be maybe the fourth one that you call.
If I'm not the first, I'll be very dead.
Yeah, that's like the fourth one. And then I was like, okay, let's negotiate some things here.
Look, great advice. It is something that people need to be aware of. If you are on a fix at the moment, and if it does come off, you need to speak to your bank, like Alistair said.
Yeah. Mate,
thank you so much for that information. Folks, if you want to hear that again, it's on our podcast, of course, the Listener app. And Alistair, people are more than happy to call your firm and have a chat to you guys.
More than happy.
Download, sign up, and search Everything Mackay and the Whitsundays. Listener, the home of Triple M.